A judge in Seattle has granted a nationwide order that allows immigration lawyers to keep assisting people being deported as usual. This comes after the Justice Department ordered a Seattle nonprofit to stop some of its legal help in those cases. Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team reports.
For people in the Seattle area who face deportation, the main source of free legal help comes from the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. Jorge Barón is the group's director. He says recently they've had to turn away about 40 people a week, many with asylum applications.
We could tell them, well, you can, you know, fill it out on your own and not do what we normally do, which is, you know, take that on and assist them on a limited basis.
In April, the Justice Department ordered the nonprofit to cease and desist a large part of its work and to only give people legal advice or help them fill out forms if they take on the entire case. The organization sued, claiming that order violates their right to free speech. For now, a federal judge in Seattle has temporarily halted the DOJ order for Barón's group and others like it around the country.
We're pleased by that. We're excited to be able to get back to work. But we're also pleased that he did it nationwide so that other nonprofit providers who have also expressed concerns about the situation will not have this cloud hanging over them.
Barón says his staff can provide some help to hundreds of people every year, but resources are limited to take on entire cases, as the feds ordered. Immigrant rights groups around the country have also raised concerns their work could be curtailed in a similar way. The judge's order allows the immigration lawyers to continue their work, as usual, while this federal case moves forward. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.